USA Diaries. My name is Corinne. If you are new here, I'm 28 years old. I'm divorced. This is my podcast, and I'm so excited to be here with you guys today. This week is here. It's here. By the time you listen to my next podcast, this divorced bitch will be a married woman. And I'm very excited about it. I'll still have the same intro, but it'll probably be like divorced and now married. But yeah, we are having a great week here. It's very stressful, but hey, I'm pretty excited for the Saturday and getting married and all that stuff. So I will have obviously an update for you next week on all of the wedding fun and madness and that great stuff. For this week, I'm so excited because I have a guest on. Her name is Victoria Hathaway. She is one of the most motivated and driven people I have ever met in my life. We have developed this professional relationship, and she's just really cool, and she is looking to get into podcasting, and we were talking, and I was like, you should be on my podcast. So we're going to have a few guests coming on in the next few months that I'm really, really excited about. And I'm so excited to start this series off with her. So without further ado, let's jump into that. And I hope you guys have the best week. Love you. Bye. Hey guys, this is Corinne, and I'm here with the amazing Victoria Hathaway. Victoria and I have known each other for just a short bit of time, but what I can tell you is that she's incredibly hardworking, super passionate, and an intense go-getter. I'm thrilled to be speaking with her today, and I can't wait for you guys to know more about her. Victoria, please tell us a little bit about yourself. Welcome. Where are you at in life? Where are you living? Where are you from? Tell me the entire story.
Oh, I can't even. You did an amazing intro, so thank you, because I see so many of those qualities in you, and honestly, even though we've known each other for a short time, I really do look up to you as a role model.
So you're thank so you sweet. Just
for having me here. In the first place.
Thank you for coming on.
Yay. You know, I'm super excited. This is a first podcast officially, but I'd love to introduce myself. I currently live in San Diego, California. I've lived all over the East Coast, honestly, before this, a myriad of six states, both Southern and Northern. So I do walk pretty fast, but I say y'all, which is a little confusing to some people.
I love that.
I must admit. It's true. And people wonder. But I've been out here for a year and a half back on the West Coast, and I currently run the operations for a veteran service organization.
That's
after
amazing.
Doing, thank you.
You're
are
welcome.
Amazing too. But I'll pause there. I'm really a third through my life, and at this point, I've already done a few different careers. So it's really exciting to be where I'm at right now and working for a mission focused organization.
That's amazing. So how are you liking? So I know that one thing, Victoria and I have lived in upstate New York before. You went to Cornell, which is insane. Like, that's amazing. How are you like, what do you like more, California or New York?
Okay, this is a really good question. I get asked this all the time. Okay, so they're so different. And instead of boring you with the details on how different they are, all I can say is this. It took me a while to figure out that California honestly has a number of things working for them, and they really did figure out life. And I can respect that.
I love that.
Yeah, no, I really do respect the vibe and the pace of life out here. Coming from New York City last, honestly, moving from the Upper West Side, moving quickly throughout life, almost too quickly, so many times, I came to California and really was able to just be even more intentional and focused on where I'm at. And I saw other folks doing that, and it was really inspiring. Like, I see so many people out in California hustling and being, you know, the same go-getter and all those adjectives that you use to describe me is literally what I see in California. And I'm not gonna lie, it took me a while to see that. So
yeah.
I love both coasts, but it did take me a longer time to warm up to the West Coast.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. And I feel that way too. I went to California last year, And I'm such a like New Yorker through and through. I'm originally from Long Island, and I lived in Midtown Manhattan for a little bit, and then I moved upstate, and now I'm in Buffalo. So like, I'm always like, oh, I'm such a New Yorker at heart. But being there for a week, I was like, you know what? I could probably like do bi-coastal. I could totally do that.
Oh yeah. Oh, you totally could. And I must say, when I did my master's in Los Angeles, I like refused to wear color for the longest time. I was like, no. Like I wear black, and I wear black boots, and I wear a black hat, like the gorgeous one you're wearing in your photo right now, right? Like I was so adamant that I was only East Coast. So yeah, I had, you know, I had feelings, and then now I've warmed up. You know?
You've warmed up to the California lifestyle.
Yeah, and you did too, and you totally would. So I would encourage more folks to be more open to a bi-coastal lifestyle.
I love it. I absolutely love it. So you're 27 and you sound like, literally when I first met you, I was like, oh my God, she has her shit together so much. Like she has to be like, you look like you're 27, but I was like, she's probably like just somebody who like has perfect skin, but like is like 37 and like has her life together. and then you were like, yeah, I'm 27. And I was like, you literally like, I cannot believe it. You've accomplished so much, but as I know, and as my audience will soon know, you also rose from the ashes. You're like a complete phoenix to get here. What about learning the hard knocks got you to where you are? And if you want to touch on like where you came from, that would be amazing.
Oh, wow. I love, you know, when you say phoenix, I don't know. Just thank you.
You're welcome.
Honestly, I've had no choice but to, so to speak, right, rise again. We want to say rise from the ashes, actually. I can tell many stories of me literally starting from owning absolutely nothing, and literally rebuilding a life, rebuilding possessions, rebuilding friends, relationships, right? Like when I said, you know, the sneak peek of, yeah, I've lived in 6 states, it's like, yeah, I've lived in a myriad of states. I went to a lot of different schools, colleges, universities, and I've done a few careers at this point. And each time is another way of starting again, right? It's another way of rebuilding, rebranding, retooling, and adding, right, so much to my plate that fills me up each time and time again. So I could answer this question in a ton of different ways. You're right, but I'll say this: if I wasn't forced to start again, right? If I wasn't put in situations where I was in and out of foster care growing up, and it wasn't up to me where I moved. And, you know, then finally as an adult, right, I was able to choose, oh, I'm going to transfer to this different college. I'm going to choose to study abroad, right? Yeah. I am now lucky enough, right, to be able to get a master's degree to complete my higher education. I was really fortunate after being able to rebuild, right? Like I have done nothing alone. Let me be clear. Like it's easy, right, for people to say all the time, like, oh, I do it alone, like, nobody helped me. It's like, I said that in the past, and it's not true, right? Like, when I look around me and I see my family, even though I didn't always live with my family, or my friends, even though I wasn't always in contact with my friends, right, or the guidance counselor that told me, you know, she said, I wouldn't recommend college for you. Like, can you rethink your options, right?
Which is crazy, because then you got into Cornell, like, an Ivy League school.
Yeah. It's things like that, right? It's like, well, even that's a form of
motivation.
I don't know. It's it is a form of motivation, right? But it's like, no, I still have done nothing alone, right? Like I am me because of the relationships I've built and because of just the people around me. And it's been humbling, right, to start again and again, literally from the ashes. Like that's why I can do so much, like you said, at 27. And also, thank you for saying I look 27, because we all know I look 14. So thank you, right? Like I will get carded for the rest of my life because this collagen is hopefully not going away anytime soon. That. Knock on wood somewhere.
I am always, so my fiance, he just turned 25. It's his birthday today. I'm 28.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, John. But he gets carded everywhere, which is so fulfilling to me because then I get carded. They're always like, can we see your IDs? And I'm like, oh my gosh, of course. and John's like, yes, always please. Like, yeah, no, always. And John's always like, oh my gosh, like, this is so embarrassing. And I was like, my goal in life is to get carded for the rest of my existence. Like, I would appreciate that so much. so no, but
you will together. You will. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. But no, that's like it's incredible. And I think that, the whole reason I started this podcast, it wasn't just about like, okay, when you're divorced, you can like get in a relationship again. Or when you're hitting, like when I got divorced, like when I was married, I was in a very good financial situation. I had a really stable job. Mm. I had all of these things. Mm-hmm. And then having that kind of, and I don't want to say like ripped out from under me, because it wasn't like, I believe that like both me and my ex-husband, we deserve to be the happiest we can be. Like that is just, and we weren't doing that for each other, and that's totally cool. But building up on the, oh my gosh, my Amazon is going off. I just ended it. It's fine. building up, like, and building, rebuilding again. And even when you don't think you have to, and you're like, okay, like, I'm not going to have to rebuild. And then you wind up having to, it's such a life lesson. And it's like, it really does just make you believe that no matter what, like, do you ever feel, and I feel this way, so I'm just like asking your opinion on it. Do you ever feel like, you know what, if I were to lose everything again, there would be no problem because I could just rebuild?
I literally just did it a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
So yes. Right. Like, absolutely.
Of course you could. Time. You just don't want to right now.
like
moving.
Yeah. But I'm choosing to, right? Like there's a difference, right? Like being in the situations I was in, like growing up and as an adolescent, you know, there's a major difference, right? It's like, well, being forced to use the tools and to be street smart and book smart and all the, you know, quote unquote things that we say about folks, right, who grow up in, you know, experiencing, difficulties, right? So yeah, could I do it right now? Sure. I'm thinking about doing it all the time, right? Like that's literally how I grow, how I adapt. And I think that if we're not, you know, changing in some form, right, then we're not growing. And that's
absolutely
just like a personal thing. It doesn't mean you have to change every single thing, right? Like it doesn't mean, hey, Detroit just got pink hair. She moved again, right? And she took out a new title, right? And now she's like consulting. It's like, no, it doesn't, change does not have to look so drastic. But folks look at me and they're like, whoa, when she makes change,
she makes changes.
Yeah. In literally every way. And you know what happens when we all get a new haircut or a new color,
yeah.
Right? We know. Yeah.
You just dyed your hair a new color.
I did.
I love it. I am obsessed with it. I think it's great.
Thank you.
It's very California.
Ah, oh, yeah, it obsessed. Is. I never thought I'd have that again. Yeah. No, thank you.
So let's talk about relationships in your life, because you've been everywhere, you're doing a bunch of things, you're rebuilding, you're constantly growing, which is such an admirable trait. How does that affect your relationships?
Mm. Oh, honestly, I mean, my relationships are a reflection of that change, right? So even where I'm at right now, I love, sort of decluttering, so to speak, my friends and just honestly, generally, my relationships, even the professional friends, right? Like I already lost two friends this year. And I'll just say, I want to phrase it like that, right? Like I lost them and I wish them the best, right? And I've let go of friends in the past and picked them back up a few years later. And we picked each other back up, you know, years later. And it's worked out just fine. But my relationships have been a mirror of that. And I think that that's a good thing, even when it's hard, right? Like, some folks will not understand the changes I made. Some folks will not accept the things I believe in. And that's perfectly fine. And if we can't be friends because of that, I mean, it just is, right? It's c'est la vie. It's just, it is what it is. I can't say it hasn't put a strain on some relationships, but I just think that I'm not going to force it, right? Like I will always go after what I want and I will always pursue a relationship to let it live its course, you know, and I will always say my piece if I feel like it hasn't, but some things are just out of our control, right?
Absolutely.
Some things are literally just out of our control. And I just have to accept that.
Yeah. And that's like a really good way. That's a very realistic way. I think that a lot of people, and I'm so guilty of it. Like we romanticize the journey, right? Like we get swept off of our feet and we just like, we're like, oh my God, this is going to be like the most amazing romance. And actually it was so funny. I was talking to somebody the other day and they were like, oh my gosh, my relationship's like The Notebook. And I was like, So you haven't talked to him for 7 years? Like, you know, because like, it's just like, I think that's just a really realistic way of looking at it. Like, you let things grow naturally and live its course. And when it feels good, it's good. And when it's not, it's not. And you just kind of assess and do kind of fill your own cup and like what you need.
Exactly. No, I mean, that is so true. And I'm glad that we're talking this Friday, because I had recently, and I rarely post on Instagram, but I had recently thought about this and posted out to my partner, Anthony, and saying, I've experienced so many different types of relationship and kinds of, you know, romantic feelings and intimacy, right? Over the years, that it's like, at this point, if we're talking romantically speaking, it's like, I have definitely come to the realization that now, right, and being where I'm at right now, just right now, 27, where I'm at with the, you know, places I've lived, things I've experienced, et cetera, like, I am only willing, right, to give somebody the kind of love that I expect, like, right in return, right? Absolutely. Like, I am willing to give it, and I now expect it back. And in the past, I couldn't have always said that, right? I was always maybe the, you know, 70-30 type, or I'll let it go, right?
Like, yep, the let it
80-20.
Go.
Yeah, right.
The let it go and relationship.
We could just let it, yeah, we'll just, you know, I'm going to glaze right over that, right? And it's like, no, right? Like, I, the more time passes, at least for me personally, right? The more I know who I am, the more I know what I'm here for, what I'm not here for, right?
Absolutely.
And especially romantically speaking, it's like, hey, like, I'm vocal about what I want, and absolutely, I'm also willing to compromise, but I don't believe there should be that much compromise. Like kind of like how we're saying before, it's like, when it works, it works, right?
And yeah, when it doesn't work.
Maybe it's just not, right?
It's so funny, because I go to therapy like once a month. It's just my dream. I love it. And actually my therapist's name is Victoria, which is so funny. And I was like, I'm going to have Victoria on, and they were going to be like, wait, is that your therapist? And I could be like, she sounds like one. But I was talking to my therapist, and anytime I'm talking, I'm like, is that like okay that I feel that way? And she was like, why are you asking if it's okay for you to feel like that this way? This is your life. Like, you are in 100% control of your life. If something's not serving you, get rid of it. Stop saying yes to things that you're like, or stop glazing over, like, you know what, that really bothered me, but let me just like bury it up. And I'm a Gemini, so like, I don't forget shit. Like, I remember everything. I forgive, but I do not forget. And it's something I'm working on in therapy. but she's like, like, if something's not serving you anymore, don't feel that guilt. Don't feel ashamed that it's not. Like, you're growing every day, and things that work for you yesterday might not work for you today. And that doesn't mean like, okay, like, my partner did something like terrible and now I want to leave. Not terrible, but like, oh, he left a wrapper out. I leave wrappers out all the time. So holla at John for picking them up. But if it's that, it's not leaving somebody because of that, but it's that, if it's that growth of like, tell people what's wrong, like, be honest with them, let them know up front that's how you are, and just kind of be completely true to yourself in the relationship.
Right. No, I love that. That is so, so well said and poignant. And sometimes I think, you know, maybe sometimes it's not even my place, right, to even say something like that. Like, I catch myself sometimes and I'm like, do I even want to say that? And it's not the letting it go. Like, I just want to say, to me, I feel like I've seen a difference now in certain things, right? Even with my family members, I'm not just choosing to let something go. I'm literally just choosing in my mind, right, to accept them as they are, right?
Absolutely.
Which is different. So I think letting go is like, I still want to change it, but I'm not going to say something, right?
Exactly.
Like, I think that there are two different ways of approaching it.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's, I'm so glad you said that, because say it louder for the people in the back, because, because honestly, you're
no,
so
I
right.
Will. It's, yeah. We just have to take people as they are. And honestly, that's what I expect of others, right? Like, even like our new relationship, right? The professional and even this personal, it's like, I like friend, professional, romantic, I do expect folks to accept me as I am. And also to challenge me, right? To help me grow personally, professionally, spiritually.
Absolutely.
But I do expect to be accepted, right? Just the same as, that's why I've done diversity inclusion work. It's like, it's not just about, again, we've always said this, who's in the room, but it's like, who's speaking, right? Who is using their voice in that room, or who is using another ability, right? Yes. To be seen, to be heard, to be felt, to be accepted, right? And that's the same thing. I'll look at other folks. It's like, this person just wants to be included, right? These folks just want to be XYZ, you know? Great, right? Like, thumbs up. Like you want to leave the way, and that goes down to even like granular things, right? Like, oh, this one person, you know, chooses to only take the expressway. I think the other way is shorter, but hey, I'm just going to accept them, right, for doing it their way and be like, okay, yeah, you're right. Let's take the expressway, right? And just letting it go and not thinking that I know better, not thinking that the way that I will do it is the right way. That literally can go into anything, right? Like,
of course,
the way we handle our business, the way we handle any, you know, family relationship. It's like, I really do try. And I try to remind myself, just be like, Victoria, accept them as they are and just love them as they are. And if it's appropriate, challenge them to be better.
Absolutely. I love that. I think that's a really beautiful way of just kind of, I mean, it's so funny. Victoria and I had a meeting because Victoria and I also work together professionally. And remember I said like, everybody just has to do things with like love and kindness. And you have a tattoo that says that.
Such a small world. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, I completely agree with you. I think everything needs to be approached with the acceptance, the love and the kindness, and also the acceptance of yourself, because people, they'll go out. I know like I will go out and be like, okay, like I love them, I accept them. And then maybe it's a one-sided relationship in which that they don't love and accept me for what I am. And then that's something that like naturally has to let go. But like, I also have to love and accept myself for those relationships to flourish.
Oh yeah. And I do too. Right. And sometimes when we accept ourselves, we're literally just being ourselves, or at least this happened to me. Like I either turn people off, or people have said my energy is too much, or my friends say, you know, I don't understand this. Right. Or, oh, well, now I don't agree with your belief on, you know, this or that. Right. Or wait, what do you mean you now have Instagram? I thought you didn't participate in social media. And they're like, but I'm not understanding why you're on there, right? Like I've had so many people come to me and like, why, like there's something wrong with the content. They're just like, oh, I thought you didn't participate in that. I thought you didn't believe in that. And I have to now explain to them, right, when I want to the right people, I'm happy to break down my thoughts. And it's like, hey, I've also learned, right, again, as I've aged, because I haven't been on social media in like 6+ years, I've
learned.
That is
so funny. Oh my gosh.
It's wild. But the positives behind it. No, but I mean, this is ironic. I mean, the fact that I'm literally doing, you know, and was invited to your podcast, to some people, it doesn't make sense. They're like, wait, what do you mean? It's like, no. I've learned so much, right? This is absolutely a tool. It's not just a way for folks to express themselves and have a platform. It's literally a way for us to connect across culture, across states, even during a pandemic, right? It's literally a form of connection. Like a podcast is like an Instagram, right? I see connection. People can see it for all kinds of things. I can see the negative in it. I can find, and guess what? I can choose to see the positive. Choosing to see this as a means of connecting to you, to your audience, to your, you know, to everything that you are, right? To everything that your podcast represents. This is a form of connecting to me.
Absolutely.
Right. And I never used to see it like that. And now I do. And I'm so grateful to just literally change my perception.
That's so interesting. So before like this year, were you like not a social media human?
I hadn't had Facebook since I was in college, and I had Instagram for like 1 week for like a fit challenge, and then it was like permanently deleted. Right. So no, I never had Instagram. I've never had like a Snap or anything else that exists, like a Pinterest, like whatever boards and things are. I don't know. Right. Like I just got Twitter. Like I am learning still. I'm learning the power. No. I'm learning the power behind these tools that folks can learn, you know, folks can take any which way they want to, right? Like with great power, responsibility, et cetera, right? Like that's social media, right? It's like you have a platform, a space, an audience, right? To say, to influence, to speak your truth. And I think that's beautiful.
That's amazing. Like, I think that I really find it so interesting when people like aren't social media people, especially me being like so into social media and it's like a revenue source. And I see the negatives of social media all the time, but like I do see the connection and my audience that I get to connect with. And I'm not one of those people who it's like, okay, like I answer every single DM. I comment on everybody's posts that I see. So like, I love social media because of connection and because now I just moved. So like, I'm in a completely new space. None of my sisters are around me. And a few of my friends are around me, but like my best friends from home, they're literally 4 to 7 to 9 hours away. So I just find social media to be just such a beautiful place where I can kind of feel like I'm still there without being there.
Yeah. I mean, again, like you said, it can't be, you know, when folks say, oh, it's a good, it's a bad tool. No, it's a tool, right? And yeah. You've made this, like you just said, your revenue. This is your passion. This is now your income. This is so many things, right? Intertwined for you in one space and platform that, sure, folks use different ways, but you're using it in the most, you know, beautiful, genuine, authentic way possible. So I could never comment right now. Well, you are, and I can never comment now, right? On something so vast of a platform to say, oh, well, it can be good, it can be bad, it's only binary. Like, no, it's simply a space, and you've made, you know, you've carved out a very special space for yourself. And yeah, I'm excited to continue watching and being a part of it.
Oh, well, I really, really appreciate that. That's such a cool segue into social media. Love that.
Ooh, yeah.
So Victoria, you're, as I've said before, you're a Scorpio, you're very ambitious. Oh.
Yeah.
I love it. My dad's a Scorpio. But so what is your like plans for the future? Because right now you're doing a bunch of different things. Anytime I talk to you, I feel like you're like, yep, sure. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing. Like, what's the future? What's the next 5 years? Tell me.
Yeah. I'll say two things about this. One, yeah, definitely the Scorpio. I've read a few things about that resonate with me. And a few of them resonate more as I get older, right? The business side of it, the, you know, super serious, the more romantic side to me. All those things have come out in later ages. I'm not going to lie. I've always been ambitious, but I almost had to be, right? Or else I would have literally drowned. It's like sink, you know, float or sink or whatever, sink or swim, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, no, I've always had to swim and I've been pretty good at it. So
yeah.
With that said, my mentor said something that stuck with me, and not to speak too tangentially about it, but he said, if you want to hear God laugh, like tell him your plans. And I was like, huh. And I thought about that for a while. And I don't want to, you know, water this down at all, but it's like, I absolutely do have plans, and I still have the 10-year plan that I made a while ago. And I've ticked almost everything off of it at this point, besides
That's
two
incredible.
Things.
Incredible.
Thank you.
You're
and
welcome.
It's good to have a vision. It's good to be a planner, I think, right? If that works, and it does work for me. But at this stage in my life, it's like, I want the general idea, right? Like, I know I want to have my own business. I'm in the process of forming my LLC.
I am already
getting clients. Yeah, like I already have my client, right? Like I am consulting businesses, especially on diversity and inclusion efforts within organizations. I am in the space I want to be in, but
That's
I'm
amazing.
Also leaving room to grow, right?
Yes.
And to be more creative than I've ever been before, because I come from a family of artists and talent and models and designers. And it's like a whole world I've never tapped into has always been available to me that I'm just now stepping into. So I want to make a lot of space for that while also staying good at what I've honed and perfected in those skills, right? Like you said earlier, this space has become your revenue, right? So I'm not trying to get rid of my revenue right now, because that's what I'm great at. And it is luckily it's my passion.
Yes.
But like you said, there's this whole new realm that I'm so excited about. And I think that there are so many untapped skills that I've had. I just haven't been able to, or I haven't like let them grow, right? Like I haven't let myself be brave in that way. Like I literally just want to be like a small business owner, like a small women owned like
I
business. Like I may want to groom dogs. Like I may want to like open up a spa, right? Like I know, like my boutique is in the works. Like these are things that I want and I'm just leaving space for, but at the same time, I'm not keeping it to, I'm not keeping it in an Excel spreadsheet anymore with a Google Sheet and a Google Doc attached to it, right? With like the, no, seriously, yeah, that's what I do.
I totally get that too. I do that as well.
Of course you do. Yeah, it's like a planning nature, right? It's like, I want the goals written down, but I also want the finances behind it, right? Like I want to see those two sheets align, right? With what I say I want and how it looks monetarily and the timeline. Like that's usually how I would think. And it's like, yeah, I'm still going to do that. But but I'm going to like let things come and let things go. And I'm going to like just make space for new talent.
Yes. Yeah. It's so funny when I started kind of, and maybe not even making space for myself, but kind of being forced into space. I think that divorce kind of forces you to have more space. It's more space in the bed. It's more space in your life. And I think that creating that space, new things always will come. And I always say that anytime I'm like feeling like a little overwhelmed, I'm like, let me make space for something. And then a new thing will come in. And it's never, ever, ever failed me.
I mean, I think that you said that so, again, so beautifully, right? Like you literally you made space physically, mentally, emotionally, and then you have created so much, right?
Yeah.
Just from, again, it may have been forced, right? But still there was space to grow and to become, and there's still space, right?
Like, oh my God, still growing. There always will be.
Looking for employees. And if we don't make space and, like you said, love ourselves first and know ourselves, like you, nobody can love themselves, right? In my opinion,
as much as you can
know thyself and as much as you can. Oh, absolutely.
Oh
absolutely.
My God. I always say something. If anybody ever comes to me and they're like, I just want to be with, one of me and John's friends. He was having some bad luck, with the ladies. He was like, I can't do it. And I'm like, okay, but like, do you love yourself? Because no one will love you unless you love yourself. Like,
right.
No one will love you the way that you deserve, that true full love, unless you are just loving yourself. And it doesn't mean being perfect at loving yourself. It's of course always a trial and always challenged, but like, if you don't love yourself, no one else can love you as much as you deserve to be loved.
Right. No, I'm like giving that just a pause, right? Because that's true. And what I've realized now, at least personally, is like, I don't expect anyone to love me the way that I love myself or show me love in the ways that I show myself. I expect nobody to love me the way my mother loves me and the way that I feel that God loves me. I expect no one to do that, to match that, or to mirror it in any kind of way. And I think that once I learned that, right, once I really accepted myself for who I am and started showing myself that love and started opening my eyes to who do I feel loves me the most, right, even though that love looks different, everything in my life just started changing in the best of ways, right? Yeah. When I said that I did lose two friends, when, you know, I got a promotion, when I started taking on clients, everything changed just based on that one thing alone, right? That's more than just a mind shift. You can't trick yourself into that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I can't wake up and say mantras every day to say like, hey, I can't, you know, force this person to love me the way I wish they loved me, to show me love. And then this six ways that I just wrote down, why can't you just love me in these five ways, right?
Yeah.
No, because I know at the end of the day, I'm going to give myself that love. My mother's going to give me that love, and somebody else is going to love me in their own way. And I'm going to accept it.
Incredible. Could not say it better myself. So we're kind of nearing the end of our time together. This has been such an absolute pleasure. You are incredible.
You are incredible. Thank you.
Thank you. So just on a final note, I want you, because you have just, I feel like you have lived thousands of lives within your 27 years.
Jeez, my back hurts when you say it.
So what would you give advice to anybody who is listening? Like, what's one thing that like really sticks with you that you feel like you need to know this to transform into where you are today?
Just be unstoppable in everything that you do, and especially who you are, first and foremost. And I think that without even putting those words on it, that's been my guiding mantra, so to speak, throughout my life. Being unstoppable and unshakable in your path and in who you are, because nothing can stop you, right? If you know who you are and if you stay aligned to that. And like we talked about earlier, right? Bringing this full circle. Mm-hmm. And as we change, allowing yourself that grace to change with it, right? With yourself and continuing to be unstoppable in a new light, in a new form, maybe in a new state, right? Like you said, you're now 4 to 7 hours from your friends.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's not stopping you, right? You're gonna FaceTime your friends. You're going to plan to see them, right? At a safe, appropriate time. That's not going to stop anything that you're doing, right? Even when it gets tough.
Absolutely. I love that. I love unstoppable. That needs to be your next tattoo. If you plan on getting more tattoos, it should be.
I do plan. Besides the love and kindness, yeah, no, there's a few, maybe at least one more to come.
Oh my gosh. No, I love that. I honestly, all the time, I have 3 tattoos and I'm always like, I want to get another one. But then I'm like, that I talk myself out of it because I'm like, I want it to be like something like outstanding. And I can never think of something that like really like gets me. Like I can think of ideas, but then I'm just like, I kind of want something different. So it's coming though. I feel it. So
exactly. Oh, and when you feel it, it's coming. So
Yeah. Yes. So tell them where to find you. Tell them your social media. Tell them whatever you have planning, whatever you have coming up. Let us know. This is your time to shine.
Ooh, wow. Well, this is my first time even saying my Instagram handle, which I suppose is Victoria and Stella Arfit _. And yes. I think I should spell that. So Victoria, VICTORIA, and my middle name, ANN, Stella.
Your dog's name, right?
Yes, Arfit _. Estella, Estelita. yeah, that's just our journey. And then I plug other pages as I need to when they feel right. But that's,
I love that.
To me.
Yeah. Incredible. Victoria, thank you so much for joining us today. It has been a treat. And we will talk to you guys later. Goodbye.
Thank you so much. Stay lovely.